How's it going, everybody? Welcome to That Time of the Week. I'm your host, Matthew Morgan, and today we are going to be talking about football, politics, just anything and everything under the sun. I've got a big old list here. Most of it's football, but not big stories, mostly a lot of small stories. Like Lamar's out for the, Lamar Jackson, quarterback of the Ravens, out for the game, out for at least the game, probably just the game, against the Texans with a hamstring injury, because there was debate on whether or not he'd come back. So there's that. Lamar is out against the Texans. And I do believe their backup quarterback is... I can't remember. I know that Tyler Huntley is the one that they're gonna call up to. Thinking about calling up to be backup quarterback. But the starting quarterback, I mean, I don't remember who. I mean, I could look it up real fast, but I know I remember the starting quarterback. For the Ravens is one that one that has played games before. So. Hopefully that ends up holding out, for the Ravens. I mean, veterans are always good to have. So, you know, there's that. So yeah, I mean, Lamar's out. Trey Benson and James Conner, both on IR. They're both, Cardinal running backs. That's rough. James Conner got hurt. James Conner's a little older, and he has had a history of being injury prone. Trey Benson, on the other hand, has not. So, well, I mean, he's a rookie. He's been in the NFL for 1 year. I think this is the second year. So, fair enough. Not a surprise. But James Conner got hurt, and then the first game when he being Trey Benson got the starting job because they put James Conner on IR, he and he being Trey Benson got a I think it was an ACL tear himself. So both of their starting running backs are on IR, and now they have I don't remember who. I know Michael Carter is one of them. Maybe I don't remember who. But by the way, Cooper Rush. Cooper Rush is who's the quarterback for the Ravens this week, I do believe. Speaking of quarterbacks getting a starting job, not due to an injury this time though. Around here, this is probably big news. Dylan Gabriel is getting the starting job over Joe Flacco. So, good news for the Browns, in my opinion. We'll see how it actually plays out. I mean, you know, at least Joe Flacco was a veteran. Like I said, veterans always have at least a little bit of an edge up because they have the game knowledge, the IQ, if you would. So that works in their favor. I think Dylan Gabriel's going to do well. I don't know. I mean, I think that perhaps Jerry Jeudy might do well. I wouldn't put money on any of the Browns receivers, though. I want to see what he can do first, and I know that they haven't been great with Joe Flacco, but Joe Flacco's also not been great. He's had a noodle arm. Anytime he's pressured, he, like, throws the ball at the ground, it seems. Tyreek Hill, also out for season with a knee injury. Knee injuries are tearing up the NFL. ACL tear with, or leg injuries, I guess, in general. Because Trey Benson, leg injury. James Conner, leg injury. Lamar, leg injury. Dylan Gabriel is getting the starting job because Joe Flacco played poorly. So nothing to do with an injury there. Tyreek is out with a knee injury. Brock Purdy with a toe injury. Wild. Speaking of, ban turf in the NFL. That's a thing that is being, I don't know if it's being proposed, but people are certainly wanting that to happen. Oh, by the way, seeing as, I know I'm bouncing around here, but seeing as they benched Joe Flacco in favor of Dylan Gabriel, they moved Shedeur Sanders up the depth chart, and he is, because he was quarterback 4, he's now quarterback 3. Quarterback 3, not going to get any play time, obviously. But I do think that there's a fair chance that they will give Shedeur Sanders some playing time in the near future. Probably not in the game with Dillon Gabriel unless he gets hurt, and then even then they might put in Joe Flacco. But Dillon, I do think that they're going to give Shedeur some starts at some point in time to just, you know, see what he's about. It just makes sense, I think. We also have, like I said, Brock Purdy is out with the with a toe injury, and he has been out for a while now. Came back a week, but he couldn't set his foot properly, I do believe, is the problem, because he had a leg injury or a toe injury. So when he throws the ball, it, you know, he couldn't plant his foot properly to get a good throw, so the week passes. So they benched him again for another week, and Mac Jones started, or is starting. And by the way, Mac Jones had an incredible game. You know, if he plays like that again next week, there's a fair chance that Mac Jones gets the starting job, in my opinion. But the whole 49ers team is injury-prone, so the fair chance he gets hurt or somebody else on the team gets hurt. I'm not hoping for it. I feel the need to throw that out there. You don't hope players get injured. That's terrible of you. But I could foresee another 49ers player getting injured. By the way, if you have anything you want to add to this conversation, it doesn't even have to be football related. If you have anything you want to add to this conversation, feel free to call in at 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Stick with me. We're almost through the football. And then we're going to talk about Mary Ellen's birthday party and you know, government shutdown and whatnot. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Now, this one I found interesting. After Dillon Gabriel got promoted to starting quarterback and they benched Joe Flacco, like I said, they promoted him to third quarterback. So when the reporters were asking Shedeur about being promoted to third quarterback and the move, he didn't respond. He like, mouthed answers, didn't make any sounds. So, I don't know. I assume it was a protest of some kind. I mean, I'm not 100% sure as to the reason. I don't know that he said anything past this point. This was, I do believe, yesterday. So, like I said, I'm not sure that there's, that he said anything about it. But, now, he did get in trouble for, he said something along the lines of the quarterback play in the NFL is terrible, or has been poor, and that he thinks he could do better than some of the quarterbacks in the NFL. And he might have caught a lot of flack for that because, I mean, he's the fourth quarterback, and people were not... So, man, I don't know what was up with that. It's like all of a sudden I came back. But yeah, and you know, so they weren't happy with that, so he might have rightfully just not said anything. That might be what that is. But, you know, Shedeur is just being Shedeur as far as I'm concerned there. Now, it was asked that I talk about the blocked kicks in the NFL this year. Now, this isn't the most in league history, but, I do believe, there have been, the league has seen 16 blocked kicks on field goals, punts, and extra points, the most since 2014, when there were 19 in the first month of play. So, I mean, we're on track to have the 2016, or sorry, 2014 season stats there. And they haven't found anything new. They've just been working harder into it. I read an article to which one special teams coordinator, I do believe it was, said that they were taking extra focus to look at what they call leak players, which are just like the essentially like the whole saying, you know, the You're only as strong as your weakest link kind of thing. You look for the weakest player, and usually it's on either side, left or right, and then you try to get as close to the ball as possible, and hope that's the weak player. You load down, like, their strategy. But they've been putting extra focus into that, so I guess it's been paying off as far as that goes. Now, also, you can just have a bad special teams. The Packers, in my opinion, have a bad special teams. It's a weak spot. So, yeah, I mean, we've had two blocked that I saw. So, there's that. All right. That is it for football. Cool. So, also, they run, like, stunts and things. That's as far as the kicks go. I forgot to add that. Essentially, it's just, like, special ways to attack the line there. So, I guess they've just been putting extra effort in this year. Also, they've put more emphasis on it. So, they have more of their athletic guys out there. More of their star players. As it's, I guess, you know, pertinent. So, there's the NFL's kick returns blocked kicks doing well. If it keeps up that way, I mean, you'll be on probably record pace, honestly. But I don't know if it will. I assume they'll adapt somehow. That's usually how it works. So yes, yesterday we had Mary Ellen's birthday party. There were a lot of people there. Oh, by the way, party was great. There's not anything you would have rather have been doing yesterday. It was packed. And now, I don't know what the room occupancy was, but I would assume that we were over the occupancy limit. So, I think that's a fire, like a fire code violation. But, you know, you'll have that every now and then, I guess. But yeah, no, there were a lot of people there. Mary Ellen's family, her daughters, I think all of them but the one that lives out of state. We had two governors. We had, everything. Scherzer came back. Mike Larson was there. Heather Hill, she just called in. She was there. I feel like I'm forgetting somebody. Well, I mean, I'm sure I am, but, I mean, there were plenty of people there. I just have terrible memory. I know I've been saying a lot. I'm trying to think of names. Al Gore, we got a video from Al Gore, and we also got a letter, or not we, Mary Ellen, got a video from Al Gore wishing her a happy birthday, and also a letter from Bill and Hillary Clinton wishing her a happy birthday. So that's neat. It's not every day that happens, and like I said, two governors, a former longest-serving mayor in Marion history, tied with Jack Kellogg. Gubernatorial candidate, a candidate for Secretary of State. Sean was there. Linda was there. I mean, just about everybody you could think of. I mean, it was a high-profile political event. I guess it really wasn't political. It was a birthday party. I mean, truth be told, it was a birthday party. It was good, though, like I said. Two cakes, both look like the $100 bills. I assume Scott will have them up at some point. I sent him the pictures earlier. I forgot to send them to him after the party, as I pretty good and well just went home and went to sleep. It was a long day, but it was well worth it. Like I said, nothing more I'd rather do than Mary Ellen's birthday party. Christian spoke. Did rather well. I spoke. I did. I don't know. Fine. It's hard to tell when you're the one giving the speech. Mike's comedy routine went over well. There was a Jim Jordan video that I thought was funny. The whole night, like I said, was overall it went well. And along the same topic, I suppose, Heather Hill. I mean, like I said, she was there. She gave a speech. She almost, she, you know, choked up because Mary Ellen had, defended her, I suppose, at one point in time because she was getting a lot of, Mary Ellen basically said that politics doesn't have to be hateful and, doesn't have to be rude, doesn't have to be mean. And, yeah, which apparently Heather Hill has received a lot of, which is unfortunate. So, I mean, I'm glad that that everybody had a good time at the party. That is what parties are intended for, I suppose. But she, I guess today, had informed us that she has a lawsuit active, pending, I guess, I don't know about active, against the Ohio GOP. For, I guess, the rounds, on the grounds of, some kind of prejudice, I suppose. I think that that's going to be rather interesting. Should it go anywhere, I would like to see how that works out. Just for the, I mean, something I've never seen before. So that'd be, like I said, that'd be interesting. Yeah, but she said that, like I said, she said that there were a lot of rough things that the Ohio GOP said to her, and you know, apparently they were trying to provoke her husband. Now, I mean, I haven't seen the video for this, but I don't know. So it's interesting nonetheless. All I can say that much. But yeah, party was good. The whole lawsuit against the Ohio GOP is incredibly interesting. I just wish there were more information about it at this point. And the government shutdown, that's the last thing I wanted to talk about here. Well, I guess cycle through here. So, also, real fast, I find it really interesting that they, now, I mean, I don't know how what exactly folded out there, but it does I do find it rather interesting that the Republican Party didn't even want to talk to her. That is rather interesting, as it, I mean, you know, Vivek Ramaswamy did seem to just kind of get the job. They did not care about Jim Tressel. They did not, obviously didn't care about Heather Hill. Well, I don't know about obviously. I have seen nothing about it besides what she said. So, I mean, that's all the information I have, I suppose, is what she said. I mean, she's the one who, I guess, has begun the lawsuit. So I'm interested to see where that comes out along to. By the way, before we get along to the government shutdown, if you have anything you would like to add to this conversation, doesn't have to be about football, politics, or anything else, then feel free to call in here at 740-383-9944. I would love to hear from you while I pour up these scores real fast. I will recount the high school scores is what I'm referring to. Let's see here. After this, I will go on to the shutdown. Ridgedale lost to North Baltimore, the Tigers, 42-12. River Valley beat Highland, 14-6. Northwood beat Benjamin Logan and Bell Fountain, 14-13. Marion lost to Ontario, 14-28. Galleon beat Pleasant, 42-0. Galleon, incredible game there for them. And, yeah, I do believe that's all of them. Ridgedale took a loss. River Valley took a win. North Union won. Harding lost. Pleasant lost. Galleon won. River Valley, oh, well, that's River Valley lost, but that was last week. So, yeah, a tough week as per usual in Marion County football. I don't know about Marion. I don't know. North Union didn't do bad, but I don't know if that's Marion County. But, yeah, rough night for the local football. But, you know, you'll have that, I guess. It's a lot of high school football depends on how, not even high school, just college, too. Depends on how big your team is. So, you know, bigger player, bigger rosters, better chance for better players, that kind of thing. And also, More players, probably bigger school, so better funding, and usually, I guess, better equipment. I suppose a theory. I don't know that for a fact. As far as better theory or better equipment goes. 1 second here. I'm gonna take a drink. All right. So, as of the 1st of October, I do believe at 12:01 a.m., the government has gone on shutdown, and the Republicans are saying that it's because the Democrats are trying to get health care for the immigrants, illegal immigrants, I guess. And undocumented? I don't know. Well, I guess undocumented are illegals, but I thought there was another thing there. But I don't know. Healthcare for immigrants, while the Democrats are just saying that they are pushing for Social Security, or not so, just, you know, Medicare, Medicaid, I do believe, to help, you know, Americans pay for, you know, medical care, as the name might suggest. Perhaps other things, I'm not 100% sure. But, yeah. So, I mean, I think that, I mean, the Democrats are saying that they're doing it because they want, people to get put back on to the Medicare and Medicaid as per, after the big, beautiful bill, a lot of funding for it was taken. So they, I guess, are trying to repair that. But wouldn't you think that, seeing as the Republicans are in office, I'm gonna guess there are Democrats in office too, but seeing as the Republicans are in office in the presidency, have the majority, I suppose, in the presidency, as they're one of one, I guess two of two, if you want to count the vice president, they have the majority in the Senate, they have the majority in the House, they have, Supreme Court, that's pretty good and well Republican. So, I mean, also, not to mention the administration, who does just about everything he says. I mean, I would think that you would blame them. I mean, they hold the, I mean, the cards are in their hands, are they not? I mean, they have the majority in all, or both houses. I mean, I don't see how they're going to sell it as a Democrat, Democratic Senate problem, I suppose. I don't know how else to phrase it. I mean, I guess it seems they've tried to settle with the immigration, border security route, which is, you know, popular platform of theirs and Donald Trump's, which I don't really know how is going over. I haven't really heard anybody speak about it, and I haven't really asked anybody, so that's interesting. But, you know, another thing I wanted to talk about is that, I just thought about this, actually. There will be no more pennies. Now, I don't know when exactly, because I assume they'll be in circulation until they all get, you know, used. But pennies are no longer available for sale, so you can't order them from vaults anymore. So the penny is going extinct. I think that's rather interesting. Now, I don't know how you're going to do that, because, you know, we have everything that's $2.99. Are you going to lower the price to $2.95? I doubt it. You're probably going to raise it to $3. But then what are you going to do with, like, because right now taxes are 7.5%, I do believe, at least. It might be 7, yeah, I think it's 7.5. Something like that, I don't know. But, like, you know, even then, I mean, if you buy something that's a dollar, I mean, now you've got 7 cents there. What are you going to do with the 2 cents? You're gonna just round that up to 10, to 10 as well? I don't really know how they're going to do that. Now, I think it makes more sense to just make all currency coins. Now, I understand that's not getting rid of anything. You're just switching out what it is. But I don't know. It just, like I said, it just makes more sense to me to have it all be coin. It just, I feel like coins just last longer. Paper gets ripped and dirtied and things of that sort. So I think coins just be preferable. I mean, it'd be kind of awkward at first. You got to carry around like a coin purse or something like that. But I think you'd get used to it, and ultimately it'd be useful. But that does not help pennies, I guess, because pennies are still the like bottom of the barrel coin, I suppose. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. People have jars full of pennies. I mean, I know people who have, like, you know, those big, like, I think they're 4-gallon water jugs that people use, maybe 5-gallon, that, like, flip upside down, and they're in offices, and then, you know, the water, for the water machines. I mean, I've seen those things full of pennies. So, I mean, there's pennies to go around, I just don't know how long it'll last. And I don't know that should there be a lack of pennies if people just use their pennies or again, what's happening with that? But I do remember the coin shortage, and I know a lot of people used exact change then. So, I mean, that might help because then there's change in circulation, which is one of the problems with change, is just that, like, if you buy something for, I don't know, 95 cents, you're going to get a nickel back. What are the odds you use that nickel in your next transaction? You're probably just going to give them a whole bill. That tends to be how it works, which is why everybody just has change, and they always have to make more change. But I guess that goes for money, too, I guess. I suppose. Cash. But cash is kind of non-existent at this point. I mean, I know people still use it, but not very often. But, yeah, if you have anything you'd like to say, feel free to call in here at 740-383-9944. Cooper Rush starting for the Ravens this week as Lamar Jackson is out with a hamstring injury. Trey Benson gets put on IR right alongside James Conner. Dylan Gabriel gets the start for the Browns, which I am rather interested to see personally. I still think Jerry Jeudy could be something should he get... I don't know what his problem is in the NFL. He was great at Alabama. He never seemed to pan out quite to what he was supposed to be. So there's that. But they do have the Browns. They have a wide receiver named Isaiah Bond, who's a rookie. I don't know who he played for, but he has been getting a lot of reps. I don't know about a lot, and increasing number of reps. So I think that there's a fair chance that he might end up beating out, perhaps Cedric Tillman. I think he's, because I do believe the progression of the Browns wide receivers. Well, no, Jerry Jeudy might be number one. I don't know their progression, you know. That's a rough looking, roster of wide receivers. Now that I think about it, I'm sure Jerry Jeudy is number two, unless he is number one. But I would doubt it. But yeah, that's interesting. Like I said, Dylan Gabriel, in my opinion. Actually, I don't think I said this. Dylan Gabriel, in my opinion, not a bad quarterback, but I think Shadur definitely played better in college. So I find the fact that the Browns took him above Shadur incredibly interesting to begin with. And I've never seen them in practice, but it seems Shadur's done rather well in practice. And he's done well in the community in Cleveland, like a lot of good, charity work and whatnot in the community in Columbus. It's surprising to me that they gave it to Dylan Gabriel. I mean, I, like I said, haven't seen Shadur in practice, and I don't know Shadur, but it would seem to me that Shadur should probably be starting quarterback. And they have four quarterbacks. I think the fourth one's Jameis Winston, unless they traded him. But it's a rough time over there for the Browns. Though they beat the Packers. I think we talked about that last week, but that's a rough way to go about it. I think that should... Sorry, my head broke for a second. I think that should Dylan Gabriel end up playing well, I think that the Browns wouldn't be a bad team, which I know sounds like crazy, because, I mean, the Browns are always a terrible team. Hate to break it to the Browns fans who always think they're going to the Super Bowl every year. sorry, it was... I just like to hate on the Browns. But, No, so I mean, I think if the Browns had a quarterback, they could. I mean, I don't know that they'd go to the Super Bowl. That's a stretch, but I mean, I still think they could do considerably better than what they've been doing now. Their offensive line is a little rough. I'll say that. I mean, I don't even know why. I mean, individually, I do believe all the linemen they have are good, but they just seem to not be able to work together well for some reason. Also, they have Quinshon Judkins now. They don't run the ball enough, I don't think. I mean, I'm not a head coach, so I don't. I guess I don't know, but I don't feel they run the ball enough. Their offensive scheme, whatever it is, certainly isn't working for them. but no, Jerry Jeudy's a good wide receiver, in my opinion. Cedric Tillman's all right. Gosh, I can't even think of his name. Isaiah Bond, I think he's going to be good. I think there's a lot of potential that they do all right, but I don't know that the Browns... I don't know, they just seem to not be able to develop quarterbacks is genuinely the problem. I don't have a lot of faith in Dylan Gabriel. But like I said, should Dylan Gabriel go out there and you know, play ball, then... by all means, I think the Browns could be a good team. Because the defense is really good on the Browns. I mean, you know, they have good linebackers, which I can't think of the name of. So, I mean, I know that that seems kind of counterintuitive. But they have Myles Garrett. You know, players like that. I think that, they held the Packers. They held the Packers to 17 points, because I think it was 17-20. Anyways, they held the Packers to might have been 10-13. Anyways, they held the Packers to 10 points. I do believe it was 10-13. And the Packers proceeded to the next week put up 40 on the Cowboys, but the Cowboys also put up 40 on us, so it's a lose-lose. Which, by the way, I don't know how I feel about that. The tie was rough. And the Packers played poorly against the Browns. I think we have discipline issues. We seem to not be on the same page. And we kill ourselves in penalties every week. Also, our special teams is just terrible. I don't know what the problem is there. Terrible is an overstatement, probably. But it's rough. I mean, it has been for a while, I guess. I mean, the 49ers beat us one year in the NFC Championship, which, like, pretty much just special teams. I think they blocked two punts, a blocked field goal, PAT. Like, it was crazy. You know, it wouldn't surprise me if they set a record for most blocked kicks in a game. Let alone the playoffs, because they have their own set of records for the playoffs. That's interesting. To a disappointing agree on the Packers' behalf. But yeah. Also, there is. I did forget to mention. I mean, I think I talked about it a little bit earlier. But I did forget to mention that after the shutdown had started, Donald Trump. Well, again, I mean, the Trump administration, I don't know that it was him himself, put on hold $18 billion in funding for New York. And I want to say that one of them's for a transit system of some kind, like a subway, I think they were, subway. And then the other one is, like, for green energy. So I can see why Donald Trump's against the green energy one, as it's kind of against his drill baby drill kind of America first, you know, whole oil policy. But the subway system is just causing traffic problems because people can't get around as easily. And by the way, I don't know if it's a new subway system or if they're, like, what they're doing, but, I mean, that's a lot of money for a subway system. Like, a lot of money. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've been on the subway, but I mean, I don't know how much all that costs, but, I mean, $10 billion is a lot of money. Especially if it's not new. I mean, that's a lot of renovations. But, I mean, I think that's rather interesting. I mean, I think that it's interesting that he chose New York and then proceeded to blame Schumer, the New York senator, and say that he was trying to get immigrants health care. So I think it was just, personally, I think it was just kind of a ploy to get, well, I don't know if it worked, but it was a ploy to get pressure put on Schumer, which I'm sure some people have bought, as some people buy everything. But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, the Democrats said that they were just, they wanted health care because people got taken off after the Big Beautiful Bill. And also, they were on the Senate floor the other day with some data that they were sharing for the rest of the group in the Senate. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, you know, Matt, they try to say that the Democrats wanting health care for the immigrants and stuff, but immigrants can't collect benefits like that. It's against the law, you know.
Well,
according to Social Security, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, I mean, you can't file for pay because, you know, you need, like, a, you know, documentation. You need a birth certificate. You need a Social Security, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, you have to be a citizen of this country. Now, if an immigrant becomes a citizen,
yeah,
then they can collect.
Yeah.
But until they become a citizen, you know, and a lot of the, you know, the Mexicans and whatever they're deporting, you know, they're not collecting Social Security. Now, when they work, a lot of times it's withheld from their check, but they have to pay it, but they can't collect it. So that's, they know it's a lie, but they keep saying it. Anyhow, you know what I'm saying?
What do you think the reasoning behind that is?
That they're telling the lie?
Yeah, I mean, what's the reasoning?
Because they want to rile the people up, and a lot of people don't know that immigrants aren't collecting benefits like that, you know, and a lot of times they believe all that, especially if they watch Fox News. You know, that's their only source of news.
Well, I mean, I don't know what Fox runs. I don't watch TV news. I read all my news, so I don't know about any TV news outlet. But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think it's interesting, I guess.
You know, that's, you know, they always, they're going after blue states now. You know, and Donald Trump said in his speech the other day to the generals, that the new war...
What do you think that the purpose of withholding funding from New York was?
Well, they're doing it to blue states right now. Eventually, it could be the red states, but any state that didn't vote for Trump, you know, they're going in and doing this. And if his authoritarian regime keeps it going, you know, they're going to be going after anybody disagrees with him, just like they did Jimmy Kimmel and Stephen Colbert.
So you don't think it has to do with Schumer? You just think it has to do with the fact that they voted against him in the election?
I don't think what?
That has anything to do with Pat Schumer?
Oh, no. I mean, he's a Democratic Republic, you know, senator from New York, but, you know, it's not just...
Well, I mean, he might have withheld funding in more places at this point in time, but I mean, the only one I've seen that I've, you know, read about at least, was New York, and the article suggested at least, apparently people think that that it was done to target Pat Schumer, because they also said that that Schumer was he was rallying the Democrats to get health care for immigrants.
Oh, I don't know about that, but you know, he's on the Democratic side, so he's gonna want to rally the Democrats.
But remember, he's the one who rallied the Democrats last time to keep the government open.
Well, yes, he did. He took a lot of heat for it, and the only reason he did it, he didn't want to really see the shutdown, but. You know, if the Democrats didn't do anything, if they would have voted, you know, to keep the government open and not try to fight for health care for people, then they'd be saying the Democrats ain't doing nothing. Just like they did last time, you know. When Schumer, you know, didn't, you know, shut the government down, you know, and voted to keep it open, so...
Do you think this plays well for Schumer? I mean, because the reasoning he gave as to why he had the Democrats, or, you know, the Democrats that voted, at least, I mean, they were, the majority of them voted to shut it down. The reasoning he gave as to why he did that was because he felt that Donald Trump would have power of the purse strings if the government closed... And then he would, you know, start taking away funding from things anyways. If he does it, I mean, if Donald Trump does start, you know, taking away, I mean, he put the funding on New York on hold, I suppose, but, like, actually start taking away funding for things, or defunding things, I suppose, at that point, they're going to say, you knew this was going to happen, why'd you shut the government down? But I guess, I mean, there's also a school of thought that that I've heard people say that they think that they should just let Donald Trump do what Donald Trump wants to do so he can bury himself, and then when the midterms come to deal with it then.
I'm having a hard time hearing you, Matt.
Let me try it again. All right, is this better?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. But the reasoning given by Schumer was that Donald Trump would have power of the purse strings, and that he would defund things given if the government shut down, because he would have power of the purse strings, like I just said, I guess.
Well, he's threatening to use that power too.
But that's what I said. Do you think it works well for Schumer at all? I mean, because he said this is what he was gonna do. I mean, but I mean, So, I mean, I guess if this is what Schumer was so convinced Donald Trump was going to do, then why do you let the government get shut down this time? I suppose if he doesn't, then I guess Schumer's going to get take heat for, you know, should have closed the government sooner. There was no reason to keep it open. He didn't defund anything.
You know, that they want to blame it all on, you know, the Democrats, but, you know, the Democrats are trying to do something for the American people, you know, about getting them to do away with the cuts that they want to do to Medicare. And I don't know if people can't see that, you know, that the Democrats are fighting for them. You know, even if you're Republican and voted for Trump and you're on Medicaid, you know, Democrats are fighting for you, you know.
Well, I mean, sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, I mean, like, I just, why, now, I don't understand, because it's not hard to disprove, because, like, the other day, I tuned into a live stream of the, it was a live stream of the Senate floor, where they were discussing, I guess Medicare, healthcare. And they were talking about the number of people on Medicare and Medicaid, and the number of people that have, lost or will lose their Medicaid over the coming time due to the cuts made in the Big Beautiful Bill. You can get on YouTube. I mean, it was just a live stream I found on YouTube of the Senate floor. And they just had a whole easel up there pretty much with, data on it.
I just can't. I'm gonna have to let you go, man. I just can't hear you good enough.
Oh well, sorry about that.
Okay, I've tuned in awful late for you. I should have tuned in earlier, but I fell asleep.
Oh well, I appreciate it.
Okay, see you, Matt.
See ya. Well, you'll have that sometimes. Sometimes I sleep through my own show, so I don't necessarily blame you. I suppose, 11 o'clock is rather late for a lot of people. But, you know, with that said, we got about 5 seconds left, so I appreciate everybody who listened, and I hope you'll have a wonderful night. Thank you for, like I said, everybody who listened, and stay safe. Goodbye.
Come from. It's so unique.
I made it up.
Really?
My name is Margaret, and I thought that was too mouthy.